We are here to provide a vacation experience for our guests, not just a place to lay your head at night. I love my guests. I love interacting with the guests. I love providing a great guest experience. My biggest joy is for them to tell me at the end of the stay that this was the, you know, the best stay we've ever had. We made so many memories.
Hi, I'm Wyatt.
And I'm Grace.
And you're listening to Our Dad and your host of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, and I'm really excited about an updated conversation we're having with one of our Vodacy members, Mr. Steve Cummings. And it's number two, our second conversation on the podcast. I don't have a lot of repeat guests, Steve, so I'm really looking forward to this conversation and kind of updating your journey into the short-term rental world. So I appreciate you joining me today, brother.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And I'm honored to be a repeat guest. So happy to share more about the story.
Awesome. Love it. And so let's, how these conversations go. I always like to just have really wide open conversations, the good, the bad, the ugly, the vacation rental game, the journey that people take. Because I think sometimes, Steve, when we hear somebody's story and it's all just, you know, roses and rainbows and butterflies and everything's good. And when we jump into the game and we have some hard times or we have some struggles, we wonder what's wrong with us. Right. And so, you know, you guys, you and Linda have had an amazing run, an amazing success story. But I love talking about, you know, the whole journey. You know, not everybody heard your guys' start into vacation rentals. And then we're gonna dive into where you're at right now. But I'd love to kind of rewind and let's catch everybody back up about kind of what got you guys started, how long you've been in it, you know, where we're leading to today. And then we'll start having that conversation about what the journey has been like throughout that process and what you've been able to accomplish in the short-term rental game. If you don't mind, I love having those conversations.
So just by way of introduction, you know, myself, Steve, and my wife, Linda, we live in Kansas City. Both of our kids are, one's graduated from college, one's about to graduate from college, and so we're empty nesters now. And it was about, you know, just a little bit of backstory, I guess, from, you know, like I said, we covered a little bit of this on the last podcast, but to kind of catch people back up. We took a vacation in the summer of 21 in Bonita Springs, Florida. We stayed at this great condo. It was a vacation rental, had a great pool. We were 3 minutes from the beach. And I just remember it being one of the best vacations that we've ever had. And it got me thinking about, we might be able to own something like this and take advantage of it and then rent it to others. And so we started doing some research. And obviously, that's when we found you, Sean, and the Vodacy team online and started seeing those ads and listened to your story. And it resonated with me and Linda. So we started doing more and more research. And October of that same year, 21, we joined your group, Vodacy group. And then by November, we had a contract on our first condo. So it was a very fast process. No real estate background. I've always been in technology consulting. I worked for Microsoft in the past, and then work for a consulting company that does work with and for Microsoft. And so no real estate experience at all, but with your program was able to fast track that and really learn. But like you said, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Our very first deal, our bank literally 2 weeks before closing said, "I'm sorry, we can't do the deal." Made the mistake of going through the wrong financing options, using kind of a local lender rather than someone that was really experienced in vacation rentals. So we had to scramble, but we were able to actually close within 2 weeks with another lender that specializes in vacation rentals. And so that was kind of one of the first hurdles. But yeah, we went live with our first vacation rental in January of 22. We enjoyed it so much. By the way, our vacation rental is in Branson, Missouri. So about 3.5-4 hours south of Kansas City. We loved it so much that we bought our second one in July of 22, in Branson as well. So condo on the lake first, and then the cabin kind of in the woods, in a subdivision called Stonebridge. That's a little bit of the backstory. And yeah, a lot of ups and downs, you know, the challenges around setup and going live and those first guests and financing. But overall, it's been a great journey. And that kind of led me into, and I self-managed my own properties because I wanted to learn. It got me thinking, maybe this is something that I could do with my career full time. And so I remember I went to Vodacy Live to see you in Ogden, Utah. There was, I think, the summer of 22.
Yeah.
After we bought our first, but before I bought our second one, and said, you know what, this is something that I really enjoy and I can see myself doing this long term.
You know, one of the things I've always loved about working with you and Linda, and you know, we're going on almost 3 years now being, you know, that journey is, you know, it's been, you guys have been navigating this world. And like I always say, there's people who listen to things with the intent to respond, and there's people who listen to things with the intent to understand. And the latter is where you find really successful people. When you guys dive into something, you really listen to it with an intent to understand, then you start to understand possibilities. And the other thing that I always appreciate with, you know, when I, these longer journeys that have been around, because I always say, if your time horizon, the longer your time horizon is in real estate, the more benefit there is, right? The bigger, you know, the bigger the payoff is. It really, that payoff doesn't really happen until that, you know, 3 to 5 year mark, where it's really kind of, I don't want to say super, it can't be life changing in the very beginning, because it is. It's navigating a new journey. We're learning new things. We're doing all these things. But now you're coming up on that 3 year mark. Talk to me a little bit how that looks different than what it did in the very beginning. Because sometimes the financial payoff is not just, it's not like life changing in the beginning, but it is impactful, right? Somebody asked me on a podcast not too long ago, they said, when do you get the impact of actually investing into real estate? Like, when does it start to be, you know, where it's impactful in your life? And I said, from day one, it's always impactful, right? But when you've been in it, the longer you've been in it, the more it like can, you know, things are changing financially for you. Things are changing. You have more options and different decisions to make. So when you started to kind of start to navigate this road and then start to say, hey, maybe I want to do this like kind of full time. Maybe I want this to replace my full time income and do something different with this game. You know, how has it changed for you since then?
Yeah, it's been dramatic. I'd say, like you said, when you first get into it, and especially someone like me with no real estate experience, it's really kind of the unknown. It's exciting, maybe a little bit scary at first, because you don't know really how it's going to turn out. But like you said, we had the intent from the very beginning to make this happen. And so we went through, you know, all of the training material, went through the setup phase, you know, the acquisition phase, the way that you know, kind of prescribe it, through the setup phase, and then through the marketing phase. And what we've found is that you are building in the first time you take a vacation rental on the market, right? You're starting, you know, you're competing with everyone else that's been out there. But as you build up those reviews, and if you really set it up the right way, and you manage the guest experience the right way, and you provide a true vacation experience rather than just a place to stay, the reviews start piling up, the 5-star reviews. And what we see is we were able to start to build more and more of that to the point where we are, you know, operating at more of the high end, kind of that luxury category, which does differentiate you from a financial perspective. Just as important is providing that great guest experience, which is super exciting. So like right. You said, after three to five years, we're at the 3-year mark now, we're seeing how, right, we're able to, when we underwrite the deal correctly, we're able to operate at a very, very high, you know, profitability standpoint, because we're managing expenses, but also providing that great guest experience, which sometimes demands, you know, a higher nightly rate. And so when you start to see that, you know, that you don't just do one, then you do a second one, and you look at a third and a fourth and fifth, you can see how it can potentially replace your income if you want it to, whether it's a second income, or maybe for a spouse, or like in my case, replacing my income altogether.
So let's talk about that. And I think that you hit on something that I want to kind of dive a little bit deeper into, just with your experience with it. I was talking to some people about this yesterday, is, you know, that gap between property one and property two is usually the longest for people, right? Because you've only got, there's a lot of money and effort that goes into property number one. When you start launching it, it takes, you know, 12 to 18 months for these properties to mature and maximize. And there's a lot to get them operational and launch and everything else. And despite what, you know, everybody tries to tell you on Instagram and on the, you know, this is not a get rich quick game, right? And that gap between number one and number two is the widest gap you're going to have. And then number two to number three, it starts to shorten a little bit, but really you're not really cooking with fire just yet. Once you have three, I always tell people, then it starts to stack pretty quick from four to five to everything else. So just, I'm curious what your thoughts are and your personal experience with that kind of concept. I say, you know, the game is to stack and get to that, you know, 3 to 5 property mark, because then you start to really see the benefits of this asset class.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, we'd say for us, probably because our gap was really only about 6 months between our first one and our second one. We saw the process work. And of course, we didn't have visibility into how all the financials were going to turn out on the first one, but we knew. And every day is a learning, every day is a learning day. We're learning something brand new every day. But that very first, you know, I'd call it six, 9 months, I would say we got a master's degree, you know, through the course and through all of the material and through the experience itself, to where we had the confidence to do that the second time. And then now we're actually in acquisition mode right now for our third, to own our third, right now. And that's where we do see the stacking. And we're already seeing appreciation in our two other properties. And typically what you'll see is that as you get to that third, fourth, and fifth, the equity that you build off, if you sell one or two of those, you can put that into a one and stack them up and start to build that equity and drive up the cash flow on those. Ultimately, the goal is to get to enough properties that you're cash flowing enough to completely replace your income. But that doesn't happen overnight. But like you said, as you acquire more and more through the process and let, you know, the natural process of appreciation work. And again, setting up the properties to provide that great guest experience, that cash flow really, really helps.
And that's one of the things too, like that we underwrite properties all the time that are going to probably have like a, you know, single digit return on, you know, a cash on cash return, especially year one, right? They're going to be in the 4 or 5% return on, like, cash on cash return. And people are like, why would you do that? It's because we understand the longer game. We understand the longer play. We buy in markets that have that income potential after we start to create this great experience and it's got a good reputation. We've got 5-star reviews because that is directly proportionate to your income you're going to start to make too. When those 5-star reviews start to stack up and you get a really good brand reputation, then all of a sudden, so does the income start to rise on that property because you're starting to push the nightly rate toward the top of that market. In the very beginning, you're not typically doing that, right? You're going to be a little bit more average in the market. And we want to do that as soon as possible, right? The goal is to accelerate that as soon as possible. But once you start to do that and you start to stay in the game, and that's why I love this, like an updated conversation on where you guys are at that three-year mark, because that's really when you start to, you know, when you push a flywheel in the very beginning, it's hard to push it, right? When you're starting to get that flywheel pushing, and you have to push it quite a bit in the very beginning, and it's got to get start spinning. But you start to hit that 3, 5, 10 year mark, and all of a sudden that flywheel is spinning pretty fast, and it's hard to stop it. And so it's you have the opposite effect. You've got a lot of momentum and a lot of things going for you, and you start to say, okay, I'm going to strategically add. We're on number 3 right now. Then we're going to get 4 and 5, and that gap between, you know, 4 and 5 is going to probably be shortened because you got 3 assets working now all of a sudden. Absolutely. Instead of just the one. And you've got 2 that are optimized.
There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodiceySleepSystem.com and use the promo code PODCAST. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
Where we're at right now, you said, you know, the goal was to replace income and dive into this full time. So give us an update on that stuff.
We had these two that we own and they're doing really well set up. And like you said, we're maximizing them, you know, continuing to invest in them to update the amenities. Mm-hmm. At the same time, in kind of our community within the Voxy group, someone had reached out and said, hey, I've got a property down in Branson. And I'm looking to replace, you know, I'm self-managing it right now. This person was saying that I'm looking for some property managers down in Branson. What would you recommend? And put it out there to the group. And I knew a few property managers down there that I really like and respect. And so I put them out there. But at the same time, I said, hey, I'm also kind of interested in doing this for others. I'm just thinking about it. Our two were going great. And it's something that I might be interested in. So just let me know. So they went off and did their research and kind of looked at those property management companies and ultimately came back and said, hey, Steve, would you be willing to do this? And I said, yeah, let's talk. So we met over coffee over the next several weeks and then ultimately decided to help them manage their properties. They had 3 at the time in Branson, and then we're building a 4th, a new construction project. And so January of 23, I basically became a co-host for others. And again, it wasn't something I necessarily set out to do. But through the process, like I said, with R2, I just fell in love with it. I love the guest interaction. I love working with the guests. I love providing a great guest experience. And it's something that I think you have to be wired for. And I found out that I was wired for it and feel like I do a pretty good job at it. So in 23, we did that for one of the members. And then later that year, it was about mid 23, someone else from the group reached out, saw that thread and said, would you be willing to? And they were in Branson as well. And so they have a 2-bedroom condo, Point Royale down there. And so I decided to take that one on. And then another one got added. And then some friends of ours that we go to church with were starting to get involved in vacation rental and interested in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. And we just went live with that property. So yeah, we went from the two that I own, that I manage, but also now 7 others, so up to 9 properties. And that's ultimately how the income is getting to the point where it's replacing my full-time income. But I would say it was kind of a happy accident, but also somewhat intentional from that time at Vodacy Live when I said, I think this is something that I've written. And I basically put the goal down to say, if I could do this, this is what it would need to look like. And here we are, March 15th, actually, of this year, I officially walked out of my corporate job for the last time and became retired, if you will, but now an owner of vacation real estate and a co-host of real estate, vacation rental real estate.
That's awesome. I love that. I love the story and congrats on that. It's awesome. It's funny when we have these goals and we put it out in the universe and it's funny how things happen, right? And like you said, a happy accident. And you know, there it's not as much of an accident as much, but I love the organic way that you got into the co-hosting world, right? Everybody knows that I don't manage any of my own properties because I don't enjoy managing my properties, honestly, right? And I don't suggest somebody manage properties to save money because I don't think you're going to do a great job. Like I know how to manage properties, but I'm not going to do nearly as good of a job as you, that you enjoy all of that, you know, the guest interaction, everything else, and the communication and everything. Some of us are wired different, and you find those people, and you found that was something that you really enjoyed. You did it on your own property, kind of learning the business, diving in, and then all of a sudden realized, hey, I really like this, and because I like it, I'm really good at it, right? And we have, you know, I know that we've got, you know, some of our Vodacy family that you've helped them with their properties, you helped them maximize their properties, and it's a win-win for everybody. But you didn't do it just to go, you know, collect a paycheck, essentially, right? It wasn't to save the money. It wasn't to go do this. It was like, hey, I actually really enjoy this. I can really help somebody do this. I can grow my portfolio, my experience. I can, you know, there's, you know, especially when you're managing properties, there is, you know, there's economies of scale. And so it helps your properties, you know, with those two properties that you own personally. And then when you're able to do that, there's economies of scale with purchasing, with cleaners, with all the things that you're doing on the management side. And so everybody wins there. And I love how you talked about it, you know, that it's, I enjoy it. Like you enjoy doing it. We have a lot of our members who self-manage, and the ones that do it because they enjoy it, they are by far, they're better than any other property manager out there because they're really, like, for the most part, like somebody that's just running a business. I mean, I know there's some amazing property managers. I have some that I love, but my point is when you do it because you enjoy it, you're going to create and deliver such a better experience for the guest, and everybody wins versus just doing it to save money.
Absolutely. I'd say if anybody's thinking about self-managing just to save money, then it's probably not the job that you want. I initially started off because I wanted to learn. My goal was really to, and my goal in the long term is probably to convert my properties to full-time property management. I think that just makes sense over time. But my initial goal was to learn as much as I possibly could. And I just found out that I love it. And I think the thing that makes it fun for me is it aligns with the way the Vodacy really teaches, which is, you know, we are here to provide a vacation experience for our guests, not just a place to lay your head at night. I love my guests. I love interacting with the guests. I love providing a great guest experience. My biggest joy is for them to tell me at the end of the stay that this was the best stay we've ever had. We made so many memories. I mean, I think I'm just wired that way. I'm fully capable, and I own my own home here in Kansas City. I outsource just about everything, right? I don't do it myself to save money. I outsource stuff that I'm not good at, but I found out that I'm good at this, or at least I think I'm good at it because I enjoy it. And, yeah. You know, Sean, at the end of your podcast, you always say, go do that one thing, to build that life you don't want to take a vacation from. And that's what I feel like I'm living right now. So it's a really a joy for me. So yeah, I would say it's really only for those people that are wired for it. But if you are, in my case, like I said, it could be a great opportunity to take your career in a whole different path.
Yeah, and continue to expand and build your portfolio as well, right? You're already doing it. You're doing it on two properties. Why not bring in a handful more and get some extra cash flow? You accelerate the progress of you building your portfolio. You're able to quit your corporate job and replace that income. I mean, there's a lot of real good, amazing benefits from it. And you're not in a small market. Branson's a good sized market. And I always tell people this, and I don't know, you know, unless you're in the game and you really are diving in and you see it firsthand, is we assume that a lot of these big markets that everybody is operating at a really high level. And that's not the case. The majority of people are operating in the middle of the market and just kind of, like you said, just kind of delivering a bed for somebody to stay. And that's how they approach it. And it shows, and you can stand out like a sore thumb when you take the approach that you're talking about of really creating this amazing experience for your guests. And on the management side, you know, that is the delivery of that experience. And so, it's a huge part of that experience is that communication and the touch points and the help that they can get when they're there and really being that concierge for somebody on that amazing vacation. And like you said, you love it when they call back and at the end of checking out saying, Steve, that was awesome. We loved your property. We loved working with you. Most of the time, and speak to me about this a little bit. I'm curious. But I always say most of our, like all of my most successful properties, almost 80% of my 5-star reviews don't even mention the house. They mention the communication and the property manager and how much they enjoyed working with our hosts.
Most of the reviews mention something about the communication, the experience that we provided, the great night's sleep, because we know how a great night's sleep is so important, and the mattress system is so important. I can't tell you how many times those three things. It's the experience, the great night's sleep. It's the communication and making sure people have what they need. The other thing that I'll say too is, not everything always goes as planned. Things can happen. Properties, break. Things break. And I would say how you respond to those things is as important as when things go really well. I'd say in some cases, some of our best reviews are when things went south, but we were able to respond quickly, take care of the guest and really recover and make it still a great stay for them. So absolutely. I'd say those are really key to a great stay.
Yeah. It's interesting you bring that up. And I want to put an exclamation point on that is that some of the best reviews and some of the most loyal customers you will ever have, long-term repeat customers, or somebody that came in and had an issue and they appreciated how you handled the issue, how you communicated, how you took care of it, how you made it a priority because they were on vacation and something went wrong and you made it a priority to help fix it. People appreciate that. And it's so true that things are going to happen. And when you've got, when you're able to take care of it in a way that they feel loved and understood and heard, and you're like, hey, listen, I know you're on vacation. I'm going to do everything I can to fix this. They become some of your biggest fans, your most loyal customers. And it's sometimes funny because they actually came in and had a hiccup when they stayed, but they appreciate how things are handled.
Yeah, we had last summer was brutally hot and we had two different places where the air conditioners went out and we had to basically find other places for them to stay. And so not only did we get 5-star reviews for those stays, but they became repeat guests and came back and were able to stay. And just again, it's, just thank you for taking care of us. And people understand that things can happen, but it's how you respond. And usually, I would say that works when it seems genuine from the very beginning, right? So from the very time they booked the property, the communication, the way the property is set up when they arrive, the feeling they get when they arrive, that leads up to when things do go south, their response is much better than if you didn't communicate with them to begin with. If they show up and they're like, oh, this is just like every other place. When things go wrong, they're like, oh, just another thing that the owner didn't care about. So it's all tied together, I'd say. And it all goes back to, you know, from the time they first see your listing to the time they check out, it's all connected.
And that's it. Like, I love that point as well. Another exclamation point, right? It's we were talking about this with some brand new members in our community yesterday. And I was saying, you know, when, like, how you set the property up, how you take your photos, all of these different things, the guest is judging you as a host and how professional you are, how much you care about them from literally the minute they see that first photo, right? And then when they say, okay, I'm going to decide to book, and then you start communicating at a high level, and then their check-in process is really smooth and everything's really professional. All of a sudden your stock just continues to rise with that customer. And then something goes wrong, it doesn't necessarily drop. It's like, hey, listen, I've already got really, you know, a lot of trust in this person. And then you handle it really well, the stock continues to go up. But yep. Literally from when they see that first photo to the minute they check out and the communication beyond, you can continue to, I mean, you just have this as a host, as a professional host. Not everybody does that. Everybody thinks that it's one little thing. I always say it's not one silver bullet. It's, you know, it's 100 golden BBs, right? And so you take all of those steps and pull all those levers, all of a sudden you've got raving fans and repeat customers for a long time. And that's the name of the game. And that's where you're starting to see as well. And you guys are where you've been in, having some properties now for a few years, you're starting to see those repeat customers. And that is where you start to really maximize these assets.
Funny enough, the very first guest that we had in our condo, our first property, her name's Kim, and she's been back 3 years in a row. So she just stayed with us in March for the third year in a row, annual girls trip. And it's just it's just great to see that. And I'd say, and this may sound corny a little bit, but really, I think you have to. So for me and what I do, you have to really care about the guests and you have to really love the guests in a way. People work hard, they're grinding, you know, 51 weeks of the year. They want to take a vacation. They want to be taken care of and they want it to be, you know, an escape from the daily grind of life. And I don't take that lightly. And I think if you're an owner that's working with the property manager, you should expect them to feel that same way. And as an owner, you should feel that way. And if you see your guests as a dollar sign, I don't think that's where it's at. I think, obviously, you know, the financial rewards come by doing it the right way. But I think by really caring about the guests and loving on the guests and wanting them to have a great vacation, because those memories are important. I think back to that vacation we took in 21 down in Bonita Springs, Florida, and that's the feeling that I had. Yeah. And I just want my guests to have that feeling. And with that comes success, I would say, as an owner, as a property manager, as an investor. Certainly success will come from that, but it starts with that care and love for the guest and the guest experience.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, it's obvious you're wired for that. Like even like one of the things that I love and kind of what I didn't, you know, kind of happy accident happened to me was I started helping people on this journey and, you know, running down this road with people because I really did. I was so interested in seeing people succeed and it's so fun and just caring about their journey and their process. You're wired like that, right? You're on these podcasts with us. You're so active in the community. We have new members all the time come on and, you know, you're willing to wrap your arm around them and answer their questions and do those things. And so I think you're just wired that way anyways. And it breeds just, you know, some amazing things in your life and really great success because, you know, you have that and it shows obviously in the hospitality world. But I would argue it's not just there because I've seen what you do inside of our community and being such a great mentor for other people that are walking into this, you know, that are brand new and you're always willing to share your story, like even having these conversations with us on the podcast. And it is just, it at the end of the day, it just does come down to, hey, we want people walking in with their eyes wide open and I want them to have the best experience possible, regardless of what they're doing. And so, you know, it's no surprise that rolls over into your business in the hospitality world as well.
Yeah. Like I said, the way that you, I'm glad it was a happy accident for you, too, because, you know, that's obviously what's helped me and Linda be where we are, because without that, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. And so, but yeah, if you follow the training, you know, on the acquisition, follow the training on the setup, follow the training on the marketing phase, really just follow the guidance, you know, as you've learned over your career and you've poured into this group, it works. Like you said, it's not a get rich quick. It's really more of a, I'd say just a way of adding more, just more excitement to your life, potentially, you know, hopefully, you know, making financial rewards and gains. Diversification, originally when I first looked at coming into this, it was kind of a diversification away from stock market, right? Mm-hmm. So looking at it that way. And what I was thinking, you know, as I was thinking about as a diversification plan for my portfolio, here we are now as a career change. But that comes with time, with experience, the ups and the downs. And I think I've heard you say this a lot of times too. It's easy. We've got the plan, but it's not, it's simple, but it's not easy. Yeah. That, you know, simple meaning we've got the plan, you've laid out the plan, but it's still a lot of hard work.
Absolutely. And that's why I always say, right? Nobody's coming to save us. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves. There's going to be, you know, we have to take that attitude of, you know, of self-reliance, personal responsibility, getting to work, making things happen, knowing that there's going to be bumps in the road, knowing that there's going to be dragons around some corners that we have to deal with, right? But it doesn't mean it's not a journey or a road worth traveling down, because, you know, we are always growing. We're always, you know, and if we're not growing, we're retracting, and we don't want that, right? We want to be able to, you know, continue to grow. Like you said, have that excitement in our life, diversify, make good financial decisions, continue to build the life we don't want to take a vacation from, right? And those are the things that we're after. And so, you know, Steve, I always appreciate your willingness to share your story. The podcast is one thing, and, you know, I appreciate you taking time here, but I know how much you really, you know, give advice inside of our community. You're such an amazing member. I always tell people when they join us, and they're like, you know, I love the coaching that we provide. I love the course and how much work we've put into that and having that blueprint to follow. But by far and away, the most valuable asset is the community, right? Yeah. And it's built because of people like you that are willing to, you know, share their story and put their arm around somebody that they're a few steps ahead of the game in when somebody's diving in. And there were people that were there for you when you did it, and you're always giving back. And I always appreciate that. And yeah. So as we're wrapping up, you know, and you've been going down the road for a little while now, what, you know, is there one thing that comes to mind that you go back and say, listen, if you're listening to this for the first time, if you're thinking about this, if you're on the fence, if you're in the game and you're struggling, like what are some of those, you know, words of wisdom that you would share with your younger self or somebody that's in that, you know, a few steps behind?
Trust the process. First and foremost, I would say find a Sean. whatever it is you're pursuing in life, whether it's athletics or it's medicine or it's, you know, vacation rental real estate, you know, find your Sean. In the vacation rental real estate game, I'd say, find Sean. And I've told you this in person, you know, you've literally changed our life, for the better, you know, and forever. And it's because you decided a long time ago that you were going to start teaching what you had learned, and you had to do all that hard work to get to where you are now. And I'd say, had we not found you, we would not be here. And so I'd say find a coach, find that mentor. That's something I didn't do early in life, and I'm still not really great at. I don't know why this one worked out the way it did, because usually it's like, I'll just go and do it on my own. But my words of wisdom is whatever in life that you want to be really, really good at, go find a coach that's been there and done that and has both succeeded and failed. Because, you know, we learn as much from the failures, if not more, than we do the successes. And I think that's what you've helped us do, is kind of skip over some of those bumps that we would have hit if we hadn't had that coaching. So that's my biggest piece of advice, Sean, is just to find a Sean. But me personally, I just want to thank you here publicly, with all the viewers and the listeners that you are doing a tremendous thing. And I love you for it, brother.
I appreciate it. I love you too. And you and Linda have been, like I said, you guys are amazing. I feel so honored and blessed to be part of so many people's journeys, and your guys is right at the top of the list. And I appreciate everything that you do to make our community better as well. And I couldn't agree with you more. I grew up in the world where I had coaches, right? I grew up early on in playing athletics at a high level, and that's where it started. But where coaching was and mentors were normal for me, right? And I spend a small fortune, it feels like, every year on mentors to this day. And, you know, we, you know, I'm a big believer in that, finding those people that are, you know, a few steps ahead of you and that, that have been through what you want to go through. And I couldn't agree with you more. Not somebody that's been in the game for 5 minutes and only seen success. You want somebody that's been and had some ups and some downs. How did they navigate the downtimes? How did they navigate some of the challenges that, that was in front of them? Because they're going to be the ones that can help you really, really battle through when those challenges arise, because they will. And you don't want your mentor or your coach, the first time you go through a challenge, it's the first time they've seen it, right? And so, I think that's great advice, regardless of what it is, right? Like you said, whether you're getting in, starting a business, whether you're just going to school for something, whatever you're starting a career in, whether it's an extracurricular activity, a new hobby, like find somebody to help you because you can really accelerate. Like there's, you know, one of the common misconceptions out there, and I think it's just the attitude of people that aren't used to being coached, is they're like, well, if you're doing so good at it, why do you coach it, right? There are just people who liked to coach. There are people who like to be on the journey with other people and they like to see them succeed. And I think there's more people like that than somebody that's just doing it for the money, frankly. Yep. I think that's great advice. And so, Steve, I always appreciate you. I love you, brother. You know that. And I want to, you to know how much you mean to our community, how much I appreciate your time on, you know, sharing your story as often as you do with us. And those of you that are listening, we always appreciate your time. We know how valuable it is. And I hope you get as much out of these conversations as I do. You know, I always kind of, feel a little bit guilty because I think I do these conversations, have these conversations more for me than anybody else, but I know they are impactful. I know they're valuable. So you always know that I ask you two favors at every end of every episode. And the first one is if you did like the show and you know somebody else who's getting into the game that would like to have it, be listening in on these conversations, share the show. Those things really do help us spread the message, help us get people, you know, the word out about what we're doing in the short-term rental world. Our goal is to help people walk into the game with their eyes wide open. So if you can share it, that's awesome. If you've got more than 30 seconds on whatever platform you're watching or listening on, like it, give us a thumbs up, leave us a review. Those things help as well. And the final and most important thing at the end of every episode, and Steve already reminds you what it is to pick that one thing you can do today, start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. Share this with other people you think need to hear about it. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Hey Grace, is there a website? Yes! For more amazing content and expert advice, visit Vodacy.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.